We have another important welcoming celebration here. It's something I look forward to every year at this convention, and that's our celebration of freedom's veterans recognized. And here to lead us through this is the president of the National Association of Blind Veterans from Florida. Here's Dwight Sayer.
Thank you, Dr. Mark. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, President Riccobono. Good morning, Federation Patriots. Are you ready to rock? We have a great performance for you today. The National Federation of the Blind Performing Arts Division is going to be playing an integral role in our celebration this morning, and I'd like to start out with a big round of applause for the Performing Arts Division. As the veterans introduce themselves, the Performing Arts Division is going to be giving us a little background for their introductions. Get it going.
Ray Saavedra, retired U.S. Navy. New Mexico.
Gerald Meredith, Army, Virginia.
GMG-2 Brad Lowe, U.S. Navy, 7377, Nebraska.
Pamela Gebert, Captain, United States Army Medical Service Corps, Anchorage, Alaska, Airborne.
Lee Martin, Indiana, United States Army, Vietnam.
Len Schlink, Connecticut, U.S. Army, E6.
Joe Regnier, West Virginia, First Sergeant.
Lenny Marino, Arizona, Air Force.
George Villa, Chicago, Illinois, U.S. Army.
Benjamin Miles, Louisiana, United States Navy.
Michael Hoing, Iowa, U.S. Army and U.S. Navy.
PFC, Ramona Coker, Reno, Nevada.
Annie Asher, Virginia.
Bill Seif, Air National Guard, Kentucky.
Bob Pierce, Ohio, U.S. Air Force.
Bruce Tunnell, California, U.S. Army.
Technical Sergeant Alex French, U.S. Air Force, Ohio.
Look to the Guard of Sacramento, California, Army.
Trent Tedder, South Carolina, United States Army, Desert Storm, Specialist.
James Miyagishima from the great state of New Mexico, Field Artillery Officer, U.S. Army.
Good morning. Joseph Hobson from the Commonwealth of Virginia, U.S. Army and Reserves.
Don Mulick, Kansas, U.S. Army Infantry.
Retired First Sergeant Ruben Garza, U.S. Army, McAllen, Texas.
Joe Ruffalo, United States Army. Vietnam, 1st Air Cavalry Division.
Alex Lajeunesse, New Mexico, United States Army, retired.
Ed Jackson, Baltimore, Maryland, U.S. Army, 101st Airborne, Vietnam and Desert Storm.
J.C. Ahrens, Las Vegas, Nevada, U.S. Army Assault Helicopter Company in 1970.
Steve Lankry, Vietnam, Lansing, Michigan.
Ooh,
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the majority of our veterans that are here today. We want to, yes, one more, okay.
Lucas Atkinson, United States Army, from Utah.
Hey, Lucas. Dead air makes me nervous, guys. Okay. Big thank you to President Riccobono and the Federation for presenting each veteran with their red, white, and blue freedom ribbon. If you see someone sporting one of the red, white, and blue freedom ribbons, feel free to thank them for their service. Now, our color guard and veterans have asked that we take a moment of silence for one of our own, color guard member, board member, Army paratrooper, James Brian Knight, who passed January 26th. If we could have a moment of silence for James, he was an awesome color guard member and a great guy. Thank you, guys. James is watching. Okay. Drum cadence. And please clear the aisles. Clap away. Yeah. There's your color guard, ladies and gentlemen. Now, these guys have never got to introduce themselves to you, so we're going to try something different this year. They've recorded their introductions, and I'm going to play them so you know who's in the color guard.
Doug Ingram, Florida, United States Navy.
Wayne Field, Massachusetts, United States Navy.
Jim Jonas, New York, United States Marine Corps. Aaron Whipple, Arizona, U.S. Air Force.
Robert Johnson, the great state of California, United States Army.
Alicia Mary, Virginia, United States Air Force.
Mark Erickson, Minnesota, United States Marine Corps.
David and Clifton Hutchins, U.S. Navy, San Diego.
Your Color Guard Commander, Roy Stinson, United States Marine Corps from the great state of Arizona.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise if you can, remove your cover, and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance to this fantastic flag and nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we're going to be entertained by that fantastic Performing Arts Division. Guys, kick it off.
Please join us in the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's fast gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
join us in the singing of God Bless America.
Color guard. Just so you know, the color guard is sporting the flag of our nation, the five service flags, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and color guard, and our NFB flag. Thank you, color guard. It's my distinct privilege and pleasure at this time to introduce you to a gentleman who's a 20-year Army retired Master Sergeant who is has his PhD and Master's in Communications and happens to be the newest, although the second, President of the National Association of Blind Veterans, Dr. Vernon Humphrey.
Thank you, everybody. First of all, I'd like to say what an honor it is to be associated with such a fine group of people, not only the veterans, but all the Federationists that I've met so far. President Riccobono, we have a gift for you, if you'd like to stand up a moment. First of all, to me, this is the most important. It's one of our polo shirts. It has our NFB logo on the back, an NFB logo on the front, NABB logo on the back and front, plus a pocket. You always have to have a pocket on a shirt.
Thank you. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Thank you. Thank
I have
you.
One more thing. Okay. We have a gift for the NFB, a check for $22,574.83.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Once again, God bless America and God bless NFB. Thank you.
Thank you to all of our military personnel. Thank you very much.